Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala khatemin nebiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim bismillahirrahmanirrahim 15 questions and answers about sweet food. Supplication of Amir Ahlus Sunnah's successor. O Lord of Al-Mustafa, whoever reads the booklet 15 Questions and Answers About Sweet Food, grant them a life of good health and well-being and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The excellence of Salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Allah's final Prophet, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, "The closest of people to me on the day of judgment shall be the one who recited the most salat upon me in the world." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Question: did the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam like consuming sweet food? Answer: it is reported in a noble hadith, كَانَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُحُبُّ الْحَلْوَاءَ وَالْعَسَلِ. The Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ loved sweet food and honey. It is stated in a commentary of this narration, the pious predecessors generally loved sweet items, which is often why Fatiha is recited over them and they are distributed as niyaz. The evidence for this matter lies in this hadith. Another hadith states, the believer is sweet and likes sweet things. The word al-halwa'a includes all sweet things, which extends to sweet drinks, fruits and traditional halwa, usually made from semolina, ghee and sugar. The latter was first made by the third caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu, which he presented to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It consisted of flour, ghee and honey. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam displayed immense liking for this and announced, Persians call this dakhis. Question: what is your favorite sweet food? Answer: it is mentioned in the noble hadith, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُحِبُّ الْحَلْوَاءَ وَالْأَسْلِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam loved sweet food and honey. Those who object to scholars consuming halwa should take heed, as the master of all scholars, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved sweet food, whether made from semolina or carrot, whether summer or winter variety, or be it sohan halwa, all forms of halwa are one and the same in this regard. Some hadith scholars read this term as huluwan, which connotes any sweet food or dish. In this way, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved sweet foods in general. Honey is also sweet, bearing cure, blessings and many psychological benefits. This was also loved by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We love whatever the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loves. It is a separate matter if one does not have a natural liking for sweet food, or one's diet does not allow for it. There is no issue in this. Looking after one's health is a must. A diabetic individual cannot consume sugary items excessively and say that he is doing so because the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved sweet things. This will have a damaging effect upon his health. Therefore, The right precautions must be taken. Question. There are many categories of sweet food. Which do you like? Answer. If I mention, I will end up receiving baskets upon baskets of it. I avoid sweets from the marketplace now due to my age. If someone says, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved sweet foods and uses this as a reason to overindulge, I will ask him, did he only love sweet foods or did he love other things too? It is sunnah to eat just once a day. We eat multiple times a day and still crave more. Yet our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate just once daily. He loved sweet food, but we will not extend this to include contemporary mitai, i.e. traditional Pakistani sweets. The latter is often prepared using contaminants, expired items, and even stale milk. This leads to all forms of harmful bacteria growing within, whose effect is no less than poison. This is applicable to places where food hygiene standards are not duly followed. Khoya, i.e. condensed milk, is prominent in this. In all probability, most cases of mitai-related food poisoning occur due to it. Kindly do not send mitai to me. If you do, I must be cautious when eating it. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Famous personalities must remain vigilant. Many dangers arise for famous religious and worldly personalities. They must be careful. A Gujarati proverb says, Chitna nar sada sukhi. He who is careful and content remains happy. People send me honey as well. Normally, I know the person who brings the item, but I do not know the original sender. It is possible Islamic brothers coming from Punjab, Balochistan, Sindh, and foreign countries gave it to them, so it may be passed on to me. In this way, items do not come to me directly, but through intermediaries. Even if the item reaching me is clean, however, as it has reached me through an intermediary, it still poses a risk. Please do not send me these things. You are not suspect, and there is no issue from you. But when your item comes to me via intermediaries, it will be with them for some time. For example, it may be with someone in Fizane Medina. Who knows what can happen during that period? Problems can come of this. Having clarified this, I ask nobody to be disappointed and think, what happened to the gift I sent? I have explained this issue many times before. I do not need anything from you, only your presence. If you travel in qafilas and participate wholeheartedly in the 12 Islamic activities, then consider yourself to be with me. Question. Some people use sugar to produce mitai, whilst others use saccharin. Which should we use? Answer. I am wary of both sugar and saccharin, yet I do use sugar as required. Saccharin is used deceptively in mitai. Otherwise, the customer would never purchase it if he knew of its inclusion. It is essentially sweet poison. Nobody would want this. This is applicable to places where food hygiene standards are not duly followed. If an item is made with sugar, there is no need to specifically mention this. Everybody knows mitai is sweetened with sugar, not honey. If one gives mitai saying it has been sweetened with honey, even though it was sweetened with sugar, they would be sinful for lying. If it is indeed sweetened with honey, there is no harm in clarifying. Question. Can an ill person eat dates upon which Quranic litanies have been recited? Answer. Obviously, a diabetic should not consume dates. Consult your doctor beforehand. Mitai can quickly become tabarruk, i.e. blessed, for diabetic individuals, and such people deceive themselves under the pretext of seeking blessings. Question. Some children are very fond of eating betel nuts, chalia. This is commonly chewed in South Asia with or without betel leaves, i.e. pan. What are the harms of eating these? Can you also offer a solution to break this habit? Answer. Betel nuts are consumed by the young and old alike. People consume this poison wrapped in attractive packaging and give it to others. To make the betel nuts fragrant, cheap chemicals used in oil perfume manufacturing are added. The material is most likely expired as well, which is extremely damaging to one's health. These things should not be consumed. This is also applicable to places where food hygiene standards are not duly followed. To get rid of this habit, roasted fennel seeds and coriander, which is not fragrant, should be used. These are beneficial and there is no harm in consuming them. They should be roasted on a pan, placed in a container and used as needed. If plain betel nuts are consumed in small amounts, they will provide benefit instead of harm to one's health. Question. What are the harmful effects of sugar and saccharin on a person's health? Answer. The human body requires sugar to an extent, but everything has its limits. If intake is not regulated, any food can cause harm. Avoid white sugar entirely, as it is said to be detrimental for your health. It can cause obesity and the development of diabetes due to excessive consumption. Tea is made especially sweet with sugar. At home, a host of very sweet dishes are prepared. This makes it difficult for people to avoid blood sugar related issues. These ailments make one suffer greatly. It's as though he has consumed his share of sugar rapidly and sweetened his blood. Rather than consuming sugar quickly, it should be used in small quantities throughout one's life. Jaggery instead of white sugar. Brown sugar is available nowadays. However, it does seem far-fetched to say it is completely harmless to consume. There is also the issue of whether you are getting actual brown sugar or just coloured white sugar sold at extortionate prices. Use jaggery if possible, as it bears health benefits. If used within its limits, it has many advantages, but it still can be harmful for diabetic patients. Many people drink tea with jaggery. I also like my tea with this. Question. I am accustomed to consuming karak chai, i.e. tea, 3 or 4 times daily. Is drinking tea harmful? Answer. Depending on your age, I will advise you to get your kidneys checked straight away, as excessive tea potentially damages them. Karak chai is riskier, so imagine drinking it 3 or 4 times a day. Sometimes tea is even drunk from large cups resembling jugs. Karak chai also requires more sugar, otherwise it tastes bitter. Bearing this in mind, I also advise you to get a blood glucose test. May Allah Almighty keep you healthy. I only advise you to get a test, as if you have an illness, Allah forbid, it can be diagnosed and treated early. In any case, tea consumption should be reduced. Drink regular tea instead of karak. Even when sweetened, Tea should not be overly sugary. Keep sweetness moderate. Remember, use jaggery as white sugar is harmful. Prior to the formation of Dawat-e-Islami, I read an article that white sugar is sweet poison. Now even doctors advise to avoid it. If you find jaggery palatable, add it in an appropriate amount. This would be better. The best case scenario is to use honey. Sadly, this can be expensive and not everyone is able to purchase it. Pure honey can also be hard to come by. In any case, excessive tea is harmful to the kidneys. Whoever does not have a habit of drinking it should not start and prevent any issues from the root. Question: what do you say about excessive consumption of tea? Answer: if there is a need, a small amount of tea should be drunk. It is drunk based on misgivings at sahur time about developing a headache if not consumed. I am not accustomed to drinking tea at that time, only every now and then. I have a routine of drinking tea on two occasions. First, after iftar, so I may gain energy for taraweeh and not feel sleepy. And the second time, after Isha prayer, when I head to the Madani Muzakara. Some people drink tea in large mugs and then say, I have developed diabetes. If this will not bring on diabetes, what will it do? Tea should be enjoyed in small amounts, as excessive quantities can damage the kidneys. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the same. My advice to those that do not have a habit of drinking tea is not to form one. At this point, Haji Amin Attari said, in yesterday's Madani Muzakara, you advised not to consume tea at suhoor, and a brother mentioned, I used to have an urge to get up and urinate at night. When I stopped drinking tea at night, alhamdulillah, I realized my problem had been resolved. Question: somebody told me the bowl you drink tea from is also large. Is this true? Answer: it is large, yet look inside and you will see how full it gets. The bowl is big, but it is nowhere near filled. I tried to give up tea a few times, even attempting to replace it with warm water. I was unable to do so. As if I do not drink tea, my head begins to hurt. May Allah Almighty make it so that my tea drinking habit comes to an end and I have no desire for it, as at my age, precaution is even more necessary. Alhamdulillah, I drink tea with jaggery, and this is normally prepared in my home. If there is no jaggery available, tea with sugar comes my way. Or if I go somewhere, I just drink whatever kind of tea is presented to me. Jaggery is good. White sugar is harmful and can be considered white poison. White sugar is injurious to health. White sugar is used to make a host of dishes nowadays. Despite having harmful effects on one's health, during Ramadan, new sweet foods are consumed. These are treats, but some cannot do without them. Alhamdulillah, I try to avoid such dishes. Even if I do eat them, I take but a spoonful. Today I came across a dessert made with white sugar. I knew what it was made from, and due to this, I did not even look at it. Otherwise, I may have ended up taking some for myself. As the proverb goes, Chitna nar sada sukhi. He who is careful remains happy. Desserts are made with all forms of unknown substances and made to look attractive. People then consume them and end up needing medical treatments afterwards. Question. You mentioned drinking tea with jaggery instead of white sugar. Brown sugar is also an option. Is this good or bad to consume? Answer. If we are talking about actual uncontaminated brown sugar, then there is no problem. The issue is when some use colorings to turn white sugar brown. This, in fact, is even worse for your health than normal white sugar. This is nothing surprising. Brown sugar is expensive, and swindlers are cunning. When I began using this, my granddaughter said to me, "Grandad, this is expensive. How will we find pure brown sugar?" This point had also crossed my mind. Yet, it is not the case that it cannot be acquired at all. Upon searching, one will obtain it in pure form. In any case, jaggery is better, but not the type which has been chemically cleaned just to appear appealing. Chemically prepared jaggery appears nice and sells more, whilst organic jaggery is better. Also, when you begin drinking jaggery tea, you may not be used to it. Keep at it, and a habit will form such that you will not even notice. Question. Can diabetes develop due to consuming excessive jaggery? Answer. Jaggery comprises of sugar too, so diabetics should avoid it. Now, you'll find white sugar undergoes a chemical cleansing process. This is why nutritional experts highlight the harms of white sugar and benefits of jaggery. Sadly, even jaggery is now cleaned using chemicals and made to look visibly appealing. One should not consume this type. Use organic jaggery if available. This has many benefits. Diabetics should only use it with a doctor's approval. Question. Nowadays, a person can develop diabetes almost without warning. Please give us some advice to prevent this happening. Also, does diabetes only occur due to eating sugary foods, or are there other causes? Answer. There are many causes of diabetes. One of them is sugary food and mithai. We use white sugar a lot. Some drink tea with twofold sugar added in. And on top of this, the teacups, or should I say jugs, are very large. When sugar is added in large amounts, the drink no longer remains tea, but becomes a sweet syrup. Those who do this usually become diabetic and must endure great difficulty. Take care of your health and that of others. Do not drink tea that is this sweet. Likewise, those who eat mithai in large quantities should also be careful, as diabetes can develop without a noticeable warning. Diabetes also afflicts those who sit during their work and do not find an opportunity to walk, even if it is a case of a few steps to the masjid or office. They will take a motorcycle. Such people are more prone to develop blood sugar issues. Those accustomed to eating large amounts of food are also susceptible to diabetes. Apart from sugary foods, other foodstuffs also contain sugar, such as rice. Regarding rice, some experienced folk say if rice is boiled and the resulting water drained, it does not cause diabetes. In this way, other harmful substances are also removed from it. Normally, when biryani is made, rice is boiled and the water removed. Whenever one consumes boiled rice, it should be drained of water beforehand. I do want to mention something. There are sweet foods that do not cause blood sugar issues. For example, some dietitians even claim eating mangoes will not lead to diabetes. Although I am not diabetic, my experience is that mangoes do not spike one's blood sugar levels. Alhamdulillah, mangoes are sweet. They contain natural substances which prevent blood sugar spiking. This time round, I had 3 or 4 mangoes a day. By Allah's mercy, my sugar levels did not rise. I also had the same experience last year. Despite this, I will not formally advise everybody to consume mangoes. If I do, everything will be pinned on me. It is possible you eat a mango after indulging in some laddu and your blood sugar spikes. Laddu, a ball-shaped sweet originating from the Indian subcontinent, made from various ingredients like flour and sugar syrup or jaggery. Then you will say, I heard on Madani channel that we should eat mangoes. I did that and now I am unwell. Although your sugar spiked due to eating laddu and not due to the mango, the latter will still be blamed. Whatever you choose to eat, please consult your doctor beforehand and do not blame me. It is possible they may stop you from eating mangoes altogether, depending on your health. Heed their words if they advise this. It will save you money. Spiritual cure for diabetes. Dawat-e-Islami's Maktabatul Madina has published Madni Treasure of Blessings. Madni Treasure of Blessings is a book compiled by Maulana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri. It is a collection of Quranic chapters, supplications, salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and spiritual and medical cures. It is a beneficial addition to every home and can be purchased from Maktabatul Madina. In this, a cure for diabetes is mentioned in the form of this Quranic verse. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. Dear beloved Prophet, say, O my Lord, cause me to enter in an excellent manner and cause me to leave in an excellent manner and create for me prevailing assistance from your court. Recite this Quranic supplication 3 times in the morning and evening, preceded and followed by salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 3 times. Then blow onto water and drink it. Continue this practice until you are cured. Listen to the Islamic definition of morning and evening as well. After half the night has passed, until the first light of the sun shines, this is morning. The start of Dhuhr until sunset is evening. Whichever litanies are read in these times will be considered as read during morning and evening respectively. Question: is it sunnah to have something sweet in the middle of a meal? Answer: across the world, it is famously considered a must for there to be dessert with food. It is customary to eat this at the end of a meal. It is better to have something sweet on an empty stomach, as this benefits one's eyesight. This is why dates are consumed first at iftar. A part of the body is triggered only by sweet food. For this reason, something sweet should be consumed during a meal. Consuming something sweet during the meal does not entail one eating the same amount of savory food before and after. This would be difficult and against the intended goal. If one wishes to eat something sweet during the meal, they can precede this with a pinch of salt or a small bite of savory food. After consuming the sweet dish, they can then eat something savory again. This will be considered as having eaten something sweet in the middle of one's meal. The sunnah is to consume salt or something savory at the start and end of the meal, as this removes 70 illnesses. Question. Some vendors repeatedly use the same oil when making jalebi, a spiral-shaped dessert from South Asia made from fermented butter that is deep-fried and then soaked in sugar syrup. Whilst it is injurious to health after 3 or 4 uses, how is it to do this? Answer. Medical research shows the oil used to fry something is no longer suitable for consumption after 1 use. Yet, those who make jalebi use the oil over and over. If oil must be reused again, strain it thoroughly and store it in a fridge beforehand to limit any possible harms. In any case, it cannot be said from the perspective of Islamic law that due to 1 medical paper, all oil should be thrown away, as there are monumental amounts of oil used like this daily. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.